Hello and welcome to Pedder's Game Shack podcast episode 18. Today we have a returning guest who has been on here twice or once to talk about a game that I forgot the name of. Awesome Tales. also you'll be here for Game of the Year discussions. Welcome back, Jeff Yard. How are you doing, dude?
Hello, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I am well. Thanks for asking.
We're definitely recording this on a Friday.
Yes.
10:30 on the dot.
No one was late. It's not Wednesday or Tuesday even, whatever day it is. Friday.
Happy Friday.
Yeah. what have you been up to, man? You been up to much recently?
Not too much. Since the last podcast, I purchased a bike, so I'm back cycling to work. Also purchased a PlayStation 5.
I didn't know that. Nice.
Yeah. So I did something stupid. So there's a Sainsbury's near where I work, and inside it's got an Argos.
Right.
On a whim, I decided to go in and I saw they had a PS5 in stock, so I just buy it. I bought it, and then I was like, shoot, I've got to cycle 6 miles home with a PS5.
Oh my God, how the hell did you live?
It is quite a hefty thing, isn't it? So at first I thought, okay, should I just take my bike to work, leave it there and get the bus home? And I was like, I don't fancy getting on a bus with a PS5. I was like, okay, fine, I'll walk. And I was like, this is going to take a while. So I was like, okay, fine, I'll cycle. it's a really big box, and the handle starts cutting into your hand after a while. So I'm having to dismount, and then I'm having to make right turns and going around about. I was like, oh, I can't risk that with a PS5 in my hand. So, yeah, it's...
Should have got an Uber. I've never used Uber, so...
No, I've not got a smartphone or anything, so I wouldn't have a clue.
Oh, right. I forgot about that. Should have bought a smartphone while you were in it. Let me ask you this. How many games do you have for your PlayStation 5?
So I pre-ordered Final Fantasy 16, so that'll come in June.
Right.
Got this stupid collector's edition with like a statue and that's just pissing my money away then. It should be cool. I did get Theatre Rhythm and I'm hoping to get the Ratchet and Clank game as well at some point. I'm looking at it now, it's like no offense, PS5, but a pretty useless. But no, I've been enjoying it.
Yeah, I like my PlayStation 5, but you know, there's not exactly a wealth of games, you know.
I feel like most of the games are available on PS4 or PC, to be honest. In fact, it's mainly Final Fantasy 16 that inspired the purchase.
Fair enough, man. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Or is it?
Hopefully. I'm guessing in time. Because I wouldn't mind playing the Final Fantasy VII Integrated that I don't think was on PS4.
I don't think it was. See, the biggest problem for me with this generation is the cross... generation games seem to be going on longer. Like they've been around for 3 or so years now, and like still big releases from the companies are coming on both platforms, which is good for people who haven't got a PS5 and want to play on the PS4. But in theory, it may hold some of the games back due to not just visually, but because of the extra power they might be able to do more with AI and physics and whatever else. So you know. But what do I know? I'm not a game developer.
I don't know what the lifespan of each generation has been, whether it's been... Because it doesn't feel like that long ago when PS4 came out, but I guess it has been out a while now, hasn't it?
Yeah, about 10 years, I think.
Yeah, so, you know, but perhaps because of the crossover of, say, 2 to 3 years of PS4 to PS5, Xbox One to Series S and X, yeah, but perhaps this will go on for, you know, maybe 15 years. I don't know.
I mean,
expect a PlayStation 6 will be announced, but then I'm guessing it'll be the PS5, PS6, Xbox Series S, Xbox, whatever we call it, Xbox 2. crossover.
Yeah. Possibly. I don't know. But anyway, Jeff, as you know, we do 3 segments, sometimes 2. Depends. They are currently playing top news, which I haven't looked at any news, but you told me just before we go on that you yourself looked for news, which is great because it means I didn't have to. And thirdly, we'll be talking about the game of the show, so to speak. So we'll get started with currently playing. And my question I put to you is, what are you currently playing?
It's a bit of a surprising question, that. In the segment called "What Are You Currently Playing?", the question would be, "What are you currently playing?" I've literally just come off Rocket League, but that's an ongoing thing. What else?
Can't remember the last time you invited me to a game of Rocket League, Jeff.
I don't. I'm sure whatever I did, I made sure to share all of the goals and congratulate you.
Yeah, that's what you did. Exactly. I try and score, and as the ball's about to go in the net, you come along and give it a little tap and go, haha, thanks for the pass. And he's like, no, that's not how it works.
I seem to recall that the ball was heading in the general direction of the net, but is that there's somebody coming right to defend it. So as I tip the ball over their vehicle and, you know, ensure that your excellent pass goes into the net, my exquisite technique. That's how I view it anyway. Yeah, I've not actually played Rocket League in a while, so as getting addicted to that. I've been playing quite a bit of Theatre Rhythm, like a rhythm game based on with Final Fantasy songs and characters.
Yeah, I've not played it. Obviously, I played Rocket League, but I've only played it once in about a year for like 10 minutes with my kid the other day. But generally speaking, I haven't played it for a while. But Theatre Rhythm, I don't think I've even seen anyone play it. Like, I know people have streamed it that I watch, but I don't think I was around for those streams. So how is it? How does it compare to other rhythm action games?
Well, it's... Probably, so I guess I did a bit of Guitar Hero back in the day, and there's this like Flash game or something called Super Crazy Guitar Maniac Deluxe 2 or something along those lines. But yeah, I'm not really a big rhythm game fan or player, rather.
It's the Dance Dance Revolution stream's going to be on the dance mat
tomorrow. So I guess Parappa Rappa sort of counts, maybe.
It's a rhythm action game, isn't it? You're pressing buttons in time to a rhythm of the music.
Okay. So no, Parappa played. But yeah, I'm not really a big rhythm game connoisseur. It's but yeah, but it's sort of you know, Final Fantasy again that drew me into it, and yeah, it's good. There's loads of songs available. Excellent free demo if you wanted to try it, which I think has about 30 or so songs available to play.
30? That's not bad, is it, for a demo?
Yeah, and it's like 400 and odd, including the DLC, I believe.
Right. So still a small percentage of the songs.
Yeah,
about 10% if without the DLC, roughly. Then it's still quite a bit for a demo.
But I have a feeling it's about 300, 350 songs without the DLC. So you know, it's a fun game, definitely. And but there's sort of lots of difficulty modes that you can play as well. So as I say, I'm not too experienced with rhythm games. My rapper skills have not sort of hung with me through the years, so being able to sort of play through on sort of the basic and then move up to the difficulty has been nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're a fan of Final Fantasy music, you really dig it.
Cool. I like the music from Final Fantasy 6 and 9. 14.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Jasm was a princess in your version of 9, wasn't he?
Yes, Jasm was Dagger. Changes it from Dagger to Jasm because I thought it'd be funny.
Yeah, Jasm was a swamp creature in mine.
Perfect, perfect pairing.
Yeah, we both have a good outlook on life.
Yeah, totally.
Smiley, like to eat things. Yeah, so I'll make sure Jasm's a princess in my next playthrough.
So you should. You been playing anything else other than Theatre Rhythm?
Yeah, so I guess I'll run through the list of what I've been playing, and then maybe we can focus on one or two of them. So, Mega Man ZX, after finishing off with a little Zero series, I don't know whether you've finished that off yet. Shenmue 3.
How is Shenmue 3? How is Shenmue 3 compared to 1 and 2? Because I view it as not very good in comparison. Is that the case, or are you loving it?
I'm not loving it, but I didn't love Shenmue 1 and 2, to be honest. I did like them, and obviously appreciate what we did for the gaming industry, how innovative they were. But yeah, to be honest, I've been enjoying Shenmue 3. What all the fuss is about. I mean, obviously for those who grew up with Shenmue 1 and 2 and went through, came a Kickstarter, I can understand why we would be disappointed. But I didn't have too much of an attachment to this series, so so far, actually found it all right. I think Shenmue 2 has been my favourite, just because I thought the pacing on the story in that game was a lot more similar to modern games. There's a lot to do in Shenmue 2, whereas Shenmue 3 seems to go a bit more slower pace, but it's really good to look at, great music, and I didn't know, so I stumbled across an arcade, forklift, truck driving. I didn't know what was in Shenmue 3, so fishing as well, I've really enjoyed in it. So yeah, I think there's a lot to like. And, you know, obviously if Shenmue isn't your thing, then, you know, I'd say don't pick it up. But if you did enjoy Shenmue 1 and 2, and if you're a bit like me where you don't have a love series, but you sort of enjoy it, I think Shenmue 3 is worth picking up, to be honest.
That's cool. So it's not as bad as made out. I guess it would depend on your love for the first two, because I think people were more disappointed by it than thinking it was shit, weren't they? Or do they think it was shit?
No, I think that's the case, because I've got a lot of Shenmue fans who come in and sort of say, like, for me, it's probably more like a Mighty Number 9 situation as well, where I went into Mighty Number 9 having not grew up with a Mega Man series, and again, I didn't mind Mighty Number 9 at all. I wouldn't say it's a great game, an outstanding game. I wouldn't say Shenmue 3 is an outstanding game, but I've enjoyed them, but again, I can sort of understand why, if you want the same experience as you got in Shenmue 1 and 2,
you
might be a bit disheartened with Shenmue 3, or likewise, if you wanted a Mega Man game, you'd be disheartened at Mighty Number 9.
But what would you rather play, Mighty No. 9 or Mega Man X6? That's a tough one.
Yeah, probably Mighty No. 9. I think Mighty No. 9, but with the X6 soundtrack overlaid onto it.
That's fair.
To be fair, my least favourite of the X series was X3.
Mine was X6 by far. Hated that game. But yeah, you know. I found, for me personally, Mega Man was more consistent than Mega Man X. In quality.
I'd probably agree. Mega Man X and X4 are probably my two favourite Mega Man games out of, you know, all of the series.
Yeah.
And X8 as well, I'd include up there. Except that final boss. Going through the classic Mega Man series, it just seems, as you say, more consistent. You know what you're getting into if you say Mega Man 6 versus Mega Man 3 or 9. So, yeah, it's I couldn't rate the classic Mega Man games, actually, because but I could rate the X games in order of what I preferred, because I find the classic series so similar in enjoyment and gameplay style, graphics for the most part, exception of say 7, 8 and 11, obviously. I'd have difficulty picking, you know, favorites and the least favorite.
Yeah, it's fair enough, understandable. So what else have you been playing, dude?
Last on my list is Tales of Symphonia.
Yes, I've seen you streaming this.
Yeah, it's my first time playing through. I'm a big RPG fan, so to get grips with an RPG that I haven't played before is always quite exciting. And I've been really enjoying it so far. Have you played it before?
I played it back on the GameCube. I never actually finished the game though, because back when I was playing games on the GameCube, I was even worse for finishing games than I am now. And I still don't finish a lot of games in comparison to a lot of other people. So, like, I played quite a while, actually, but yeah, I didn't finish it. But I really enjoyed it. Same with Vesperia, the one after it, which was on the Xbox 360 and PS3, I believe. I got quite far into that, but I got stuck on a boss. I didn't have much health. And I couldn't go back to town to buy health potions because I was being chased. And it was like, you can't return back to town because you're being chased. I was like, oh, great. Now I'm stuck in the desert with no health potions. Yay, got me. So it kind of screwed me. I think I had like 2 healing things and I was screwed. But with Tales of Symphonia, I just kind of stopped playing it because a new game probably came out. And I was like, yeah, I want to play the new game because that's what I do.
Yeah, I find that tends to happen. I think that's why I like streaming games, actually, because it sort of gives me that incentive to carry on and actually get through to the end. We're getting through it slowly but surely. So far, it's...
I'll still drop a game if it's boring or bad. Like, if it's bad, but... entertaining, I'll try and stick with it, but if it's bad and I'm bored and unhappy playing it, then people who are watching are not going to be enjoying it, so I'll be like, I'll just chuck it in the bin and play something else, you know?
Yeah, I don't know whether I could do that, because it'd mean admitting that my judgment was wrong. I think I'm a bit too proud to do that.
I'll try anything, see, so... Like, I'll go into something thinking, I'll give it a try. If it's bad, it's bad. If it's good, it's good. You know, I have no expectations.
Yeah. I think that's a good way to be. It allows you to, because I think you and I, we both sort of play quite a variety of different games, different genres, different, you know, virtual and modern.
Yeah.
Rather than focus on one specific game or one specific genre, so.
Yeah, yeah.
I was just going to ask what you've been playing, actually.
Let me think. What have I been playing? Played some Fortnite with my kits. The new update is cool. It's got a like, Japanese-based city in there. I haven't played it a lot. So that's about as much as I can say about Fortnite, really. Seems pretty good. I prefer the hammer for getting about than the sword. Though the sword is pretty cool. Do you play Fortnite much?
I played it a bit. I tend to just hide in a bush until I'm the last person left and get shot. I'm not particularly good at it, but I have played it a few times.
Yes, fair enough. I enjoy it. I'm not very good at the game, but I play with like Matt Ubelia and Cumberdanes on a Sunday usually, but the last few months I haven't, because I haven't really been playing many games, and the only time I've played is like briefly with my kids. I haven't really played a lot of games until this week when I've started getting back to playing them. And the other game I've been playing is Sonic Frontiers.
Nice. And how are you finding Sonic Frontiers?
Well, it's all right. It's all right. Basically, the open world stuff is like pretty good. It does sometimes, like, you'll be running around, then you'll hit something, and it'll be like, right, now you're on a linear path. You can't do anything. You just got to follow around, and you can't go where you want then when it does that. It's kind of puts you into a locked sequence, so to speak.
Right. Sorry, I was going to say, how would you say it compares to more recent Sonic games?
I prefer them to the last few, like Sonic Forces and stuff. The last one that I really liked was Sonic Lost Worlds. That was really fun, in my opinion. But this, like the open world stuff, is pretty fun. I quite like that. Even with all the sequences you have, it's enjoyable. My biggest issue with it is the zones. And not open zones, an actual like stage. Because if my memory's correct, there's three styles. There's Green Hill, Chemical Plant, and Sky Sanctuary zones. And they are the three stages. Every single one is one of those three. And it's a bit like, meh. So, you know, and there's seven stages for... There's roughly 28 levels, and you get three different looks.
Environments, yeah.
Yeah, environments. That's a better one.
Yeah, I guess that's it, because I feel like Green Hill, Chemical Plant, and to a lesser extent, Sky Sanctuary, just... I know Green Hill and Chemical certainly were both used in Generations and Forces.
Yeah, and Sky Sanctuary was in Generations as well, I think.
Yeah.
Sure it was.
To see it just rear its, you know, very pretty head again, but, you know, it's... you sort of get a bit sick of seeing it after a while.
I wouldn't have minded them being in there, but, not only them, like they could have done some new stuff, but I guess story wise it makes sense. And yeah, I was streaming it and I finished it the other day, and when I did the final boss, you fight the final boss and then there's a cutscene with QTEs after you've killed the boss. I was told by Cricken after the fact that before you do the final blow on the final boss of the game, if you change the difficulty to hard, then the next section isn't QTEs and is another boss fight. So, anyone listening, do that. change the difficulty to hard instead of having it on normal, and then you'll have a second fight instead of a QTE, which is literally press X, X, X. That's it, done. And I was like, really? That's the end? That sucks.
Bit underwhelming, man.
Yeah. But yeah, it's a fun game overall. It's just... I think the stages more could have been done with it and it would have been a better game. The overworld, the open zone stuff is fine.
Okay. No, that's... I've not played Frontiers myself yet.
Why? And I know how much you love Sonic.
I know. You know what? I've not actually played many modern Sonic games. I did get Lost Worlds, and I was going to stream it, but it just didn't run too good on my laptop.
Get a Wii U!
Well, I'd be able to buy it off there now. but, yeah, it's... I think... sort of what you said, Lost Worlds is probably the one that I'm most interested in playing because it seems to have the most colourful, varied levels within it.
Yeah, it's a good game. This is definitely one of the better modern 3D Sonics.
Yeah, it's. I've always been more geared towards classic Sonic myself.
Yeah.
I have enjoyed the 3D games that I've played, but it's mainly from growing up with 2D Sonic. What sort of in my gaming blood, I guess.
Yeah, I'm more into the 2D Sonic games. Sonic 1, 2, 3, Knuckles, Mania. They are the best ones, you know.
Sonic Spinball, obviously.
Oh, obviously, I've forgot about that. Game Gear version, specifically. I don't know if there was a Game Gear version, but there probably was.
There was, actually, yeah.
Guess there was.
I don't know if it's ever released on Master System in Europe, but I know there's definitely a Game Gear version of it.
And so there should be. Would you like to move on to the news?
Yeah, I guess we can do.
All right, sweet. So then, we are moving over to top news. And as I said earlier, Jeff did the new stuff, so over to you, Jeff.
Okay, thank you. That's just about a cut in there before you took credit for these news articles.
Okay. Oh, I wouldn't do such a thing.
Never. Not like having a goal stolen. So I guess the first big news of gaming-related news as well, the eShop on 3DS and Wii U has been closed down, and there's one YouTuber, The Completionist, I don't know whether you're aware of his work, his videos, Gerard Khalil, I believe, he spent over $20,000 purchasing 1,547 3DS games and 866 Wii U games in order to preserve the games. Which is a bit of dedication, right?
Mm. It is. So. It's fair play, because without someone buying every game, a lot of the games that were released only digitally on the Wii U or 3DS will never be able to be accessed again. Which is shit.
I mean, yeah. A bit of a shame, actually, because even some of the demos and stuff that you could get in for 3DS store would unlock little items in the game. Like, I believe there's some items in Pokemon Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire they could only get from having a demo at the PDS shop. And again, I think something similar in Bravely Default. Just having somebody jump in and you know, him and his team download all of them, observe them. I guess it's a bit of a kick in the teeth because one of the advantages you're always sort of told of having things go digital is that they'll be preserved. Evidently this hasn't transpired in this case.
No. See, while I'm not advocating it myself, I understand why people are saying pirate the Nintendo games on the 3DS and the Wii U. Like I said, I'm not advocating it because I wouldn't. I don't do it myself, but I can understand why people are saying it because unless you do that now, you can't get those games. There's no legal way to purchase them. So what are you meant to do?
Yeah, it's... I'm sure in time it'll be for they introduce a separate sort of store, and you know there's probably some games on Wii U that probably nobody would be fussed about. But you know, even so, it's I guess it's just knowing that it hasn't been preserved isn't sort of permanent, and you know that could just vanish in the blink of an eye if it's something a game that you or a series that you care about. I'd imagine you'd own it, but you know, even if again wanted to restart a save file on Pokemon Ruby and you lose access to whatever item it was, or so. If it's fair play on the completionist for going through that effort.
Yeah.
Did you have any games that you rushed out to purchase on DS or Wii U at all?
No, because I made the mistake of thinking it was the end of the month and it was like a couple of days before, so I ended up missing out. Whoops. I saw people grabbing like earlier in the month, posting pictures in a WhatsApp group going, look, I got this for like £2 and this for £1 and this for... And I was like, wow, that's really cool. At the end of the month, now I'll grab some stuff. And then it was like, oh yeah, I can't because it's gone now.
Yeah,
I was like, no.
I see quite a few companies tweeting out free codes and stuff so that you could download their FDS titles or Wii U titles.
Disappointing. Well, there you go. Missed out. Like, Nintendo, I don't think reduced anything. It's like the last month, why not reduce stuff? You'll make a lot of freaking money compared to what you could make. Because a lot of people are like, yeah, I'll pay like 20% of what the normal price is just to get it digitally. But,
yeah,
like, Nintendo, like, screw you, pay full price. But really?
I mean, interestingly, the only games that I own on so I've got a 2DS, and the only games that I've got digitally were Mega Man 1 to 5 from a GB Game Boy Color.
Nice.
Yeah, this was before, like, years ago, not in the lead up to the shop closing down, but yeah, I've not played them, I've just been sat on my 2DS system waiting to be begging to be played.
Fair enough. I've got quite a few games digitally on there. Quite a few. Not loads, but a few. At least 30.
Wow.
So not loads, but some.
Yeah, and I guess a second news story that I wanted to bring to your guys' attention. Again, it seems to be a deal where I bring in like a farmyard animal story each podcast. Last time it was a pony becoming mayor in a pub or something.
Mm-hmm.
this time it's a dog defending a goat at a Wake County Animal Hospital up for adoption, but the shelter was sort of stated that, you know, if you take the dog, you've got to take the goat with it. Apparently they sort of see each other, they bathe each other. They don't eat together though, because the dog eats the goat's food.
Bloody dog.
No, but as to say, I thought it was a pretty interesting story, and if you did want to adopt a dog and a goat, you got to, you know, adopt one, get one free.
Pretty cool story.
I thought I'd try to find a feel-good story. That popped out to me. It's from a Good News Network, which sort of just does like more heartwarming news articles. I did go on BBC, but it's all misery, misery, misery.
Dog comes home with girlfriend, murders family. That's what it's all BBC news.
Pretty much. you know, goat and dog form financial collapse, inflation up 32.7%.
Well, with a nice brief overview of some news, I think we should move on to the next segment of the podcast, which is We Play Together. And we played Abzu. And as always, I'll ask you your opinions on Abzu before I give mine, because it's more fun that way. What do you think of it, dude? What do you think of it?
I actually really enjoyed it. I thought it's again sort of my first time playing this type of game. It's visually really stunning. I thought the soundtrack going by with it was really cool. I did actually record it as well as I was playing it, and I thought initially I was like, I should put some funny clips to you, but I didn't really do anything funny. It's just like, wow, this looks great. I thought it looked really cool. Very simple in terms of gameplay. If you're looking for like an action game, this isn't it, but want more of a chilled experience.
You didn't unlock the gun and murder all the fish?
I did not. Well, I mean,
I don't think that is in there. That's not in there.
I did like. It wasn't really like any too much narrative, but it was a bit with a shark, and at the end as well, it felt all very ethereal and dreamlike. And at times, like about coming towards the end. Probably just over halfway through, and you're going through this sort of more industrial bit that sort of felt a bit claustrophobic. Involving mines and stuff. But bloody, I even said as I was going through, oh, that mine's going to be the final boss, and I guess in a way it sort of did turn out to be a final boss.
Bloody mines. So many mines blew me up, because I was just like trying to avoid them, and yet somehow I get hit by them, and I was like, am I doing this wrong? And clearly I must have been, because I blew up probably about 20 times.
I don't think I did it. Originally when you first come, because I guess throughout the game you're sort of going towards all the shiny stuff and making progress that way, right?
Mm-hmm.
Interactive stuff. So I saw the mines, I was like, okay, do I go up to it and press it and go up to it and get blown up? That happens, quite a few times. But, you know, at the end, I think my revenge on the mines was very cathartic.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. It was a good game. It reminded me from another game I played actually for the podcast, which was Journey. Have you played Journey?
No, but it's the same developers, I believe.
I don't know.
But yeah, I've not played Journey.
Journey's really good, and I thought this was really good. Obviously, the difference between this and Journey is with Journey, there can sometimes be another character running around, whereas in this, there's just you. And I really enjoyed it, and I liked sometimes sitting down and meditating and like just going as like between the fish so you could just watch them swim around. Like I did it once, and I went to the trumpet fish and was following that around, and it was just eating other fish. And I was like, yeah. I think it was trumpet fish. It might have been trombone fish or something like that. I don't know.
I never really did. I mean, I did see some fish eating other fish, but I was just sort of swimming about.
Yeah, there's statues. They look like kind of like shark-like statues, and you can sit on them. And meditate while you're on there. Like, when I was recording the gameplay, when I was playing it today on the PC, for some reason, it was stuttering like crazy. Like, it was really, really bad. So I ended up playing it through on the PlayStation 4 after playing, like, halfway through the Steam version of the game because I didn't realize it was being choppy, but it crashed. I was like, oh, it's just crashed. So, and then I noticed then when I was checking the footage, it was really choppy. Like, I went onto the PS4 version and recorded that. But I was like, okay, why is this game not working very well with my OBS? And then I loaded up like a different game, and which I would have thought would have been a game that uses more resources, but that recorded really smoothly. So Abzu and my OBS do not like each other. I don't know if maybe it's more GPU intensive than the other game was, and that's why, because I use my GPU to record, not my CPU.
Right.
There you go. It's the only thing I can think of. But yeah, I really enjoy just swimming about, and like each area was actually like a little bit different each time, so that was pretty cool. And obviously, the further on you get, the kind of like grimmer it kind of gets at a certain point.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it.
I'd definitely say if anybody's got a spare £5 or $5, however much it is, just don't go in expecting a game as such, but if you sort of want a chilled experience, I'd really recommend it. Really impressed with it. And I guess I can understand why it's a lamp it is. I wouldn't mind just not that it be longer, but sometimes I'm just so impressed with it, you sort of want it to last forever, swimming about.
Really, really chill game. To be honest, a couple of times I was like, start the doors off, and it's not like I was bored, I was really enjoying it, but I was just so chill playing it. I was like really cold, so I jumped under my quilt playing it under there, and I was like struggling to stay awake once or twice, and then I was like, what am I doing? And I was really enjoying the game, but it was just really, really relaxing swimming around. I don't know. Games don't tend to have that effect on me. And then I was like, I need to wise up. But no, seriously, the game is a very enjoyable game. But like you said, it's not really a game you can go into expecting like a lot to go on. It's basically you swim around, following a path, interacting with things on the floor, which can create more fish or give you things to take with you, but they don't really do a lot. You can watch the fish, you can hold on to the fish. There's a couple of times I was holding on to dolphins while they were swimming around, and I was just going with them. Things like that. So, just a nice relaxing game to chill out to.
Absolutely. And if you ever sort of, I wouldn't say watch a video of it until you played it, because it's sort of guess ruin the experience for you playing it, but if you want to check out maybe a minute or so, you'll see sort of what we mean when we say how sort of beam-like and visually stunning it is as well.
So I guess it's kind of like a walking simulator in a way, where the game is more about experience a narrative in a sort of abstract way in comparison to going through the traditional beats. You know?
Yeah, it's certainly an abstract game. I have a feeling that Abzu itself, I think Ab is from to seek out knowledge, and Zu means water or something like that. It could be the other way around, but yeah, it's, as you say, certainly a sort of experience where sort of the narrative isn't spelled out to you. I guess you sort of interpret it as you wish. If you did wish to look into it any deep, with any depth. Yeah, it's, I've lost my point.
I love it when you do that.
That's going to lead up to something, but you know what? I genuinely can't remember. Either way, it's a good looking game.
Yeah. Music I liked as well. For the most part, it was like just ambience and atmosphere and stuff like that, but there were times where like the music would kick in a bit to emphasize a point, really, an emotion then, you know.
I was actually saying it's sort of like a soundtrack you might hear on classic FM almost.
I did, again
for the most part it's sort of quite it doesn't blare out, it doesn't jump out at you, but there's some moments where the soundtrack does pick up and sort of up the tempo a bit, up the pace, and it sort of just goes with the game, with the experience.
See, normally what I do when I'm doing this podcast, right, is I'll ask someone, because usually the games we play can be quite long, and I'll be like, would you continue playing it? But this game is very short. It's about hour and a half, something like that. And, you know, it's done. Literally today, I was like, all right, we'll do the podcast today, because I the internet's been cut off before I would normally record. So I need to get the game played sooner, to get the podcast recorded earlier, ready for it to go up on the site and stuff. And I literally played through it in one sitting. Well, one and a half sit-ins, because I played through half of the game on Steam and then the rest, and then the whole game again on the PS4. And like, because I knew it was short, and also I was really enjoying my time with it, I was like, okay, I'll just start on the PS4. And I just started again with literally no, like, some games you'll be like playing it and you're like, I can't be asked to start again. But because it's so short, and it's just really, it's a really nice game, then it's just like, yeah, I'll just jump back, I'll just start again. No, because it's not like you've done loads of hard, difficult stuff to get progress, or you've struggled with anything. It's really lax, mellow. You're literally controlling someone swimming. There's no challenge there, like, that's gonna make you think, right, I've hit this point and I don't want to do it again. Whereas with this, you just blow through it. Would you recommend people play this then? Because obviously I can't say, would you play it, carry on playing it, because we've both finished it, but would you recommend people go out and get this game?
Yeah, I mean, I guess on that point, first of all, would I play it? I might even play it again, you know, at some point.
Check the things you may have missed, like...
I didn't know about meditation and stuff. I was totally going from A to B and just zooming along. So, and you know, there were points where I found like little, shells and stuff that you could pick up, and then it released fishes. Certainly at some point, I think, but even if I just wanted a podcast in the background or listen to something, I could just whack that on and play through while listening to it. So, it's one that I wouldn't mind going back to at some point, because it did literally take me about an hour 15 minutes from start to finish. Would I recommend it? Yeah, definitely. Again, even if you could, if you can find it for cheap, go for it. I'd say know what you're getting into. You're not getting into a game, you're getting into, experience almost. It's quite artistic. So don't. As we've mentioned before, I don't expect, puzzles, gameplay. There is some puzzle elements, but it's the main focus, I think, is just you admiring the art, swimming about, being free to do whatever you want.
I can't disagree with you there. It's basically what I said about Journey. Like, the game is just a journey where you gotta get from A to B and experience the levels and the environment and that kind of thing. And this is basically a very similar thing, but it's in the water, under the sea, down
one
where
it's thing sort of, down where it's wetter. One thing I was playing through that I was sort of thinking about was it'd be all, I don't know whether it exists or not, I'll have to look. It'd be awesome if it's like a version of Abzu but set in space, because I sort of love the deep ocean, and space is something else that I also love, and I think I could probably get that same team to do some really good environments around planets and stuff.
Yeah, that would be cool.
I could just play No Man's Sky, but
that's different though, because while you can do those things, but there's like components where you have to grind for materials and stuff, whereas this is just simply your goal.
No, absolutely. I think any sort of environments would be groovy to see, whether it's space, whether something else. I'd really say if you can find it, grab it, enjoy it.
I was just looking to see quickly online if there's like, I just typed in the words Abzu in space. But I don't know.
I'll have to get to making it myself.
Why not?
It'd just be Microsoft Paint. Still looks stunning.
But I guess you could say No Man's Sky, but personally my view on that is there's so much other stuff to do. It you can't just go and fly around space, because you'll run out of fuel, and then you'll have to land, and then you'll have to gather materials and then convert them into the right thing, and then fill up your ship, and then take back off, and then fly off. And No Man's Sky is fun though, but it's just a very different kind of game in that respect.
I was actually, even when it's quote unquote shit, I was still tempted to get No Man's Sky, because I was just thinking, oh great, I can float about in space. And I've heard that since it's been released, it has gone through quite a lot of updates.
There's been a hell of a lot added. I bought it for pre-ordered it, and I enjoyed it. I streamed it 3 times, but by the third time I was kind of bored. I've gone back to it since, when they've added more stuff, and it is better, and also is proper co-op now. So if anyone was like going to be like, yeah, let's play this cooperatively once a week, then I'd be like, yeah, definitely. But otherwise, I probably wouldn't go back to it, because I I would get bored because I tend to get bored in big open world games, and this is like a universe in size, so like big massive sandboxes, I'd just be like, after a while I'd be like, yeah, I'm done. But like, obviously you can upgrade your ship, trade ships, buy new ships, buy bigger stuff, make a base on a planet and explore the universe, kill people. I don't know about that, but you can kill things.
Offensive things is what it means to say.
Yeah. But yeah, is there anything you would like to add about Abzu before we end?
I think I've said all that I can say on it. I did really like the ending to Abzu as well. I won't say too much about it, but yeah, that's again, as close to a boss fight as you're going to get. But I think it's a really cool experience, and I'm glad that I actually, because it's probably not one that I would have picked up but for this podcast, so yeah, I'm glad I got to play it.
Well, I'm glad I am sure to help with making you play games you wouldn't normally play. Because what I tend to do is, for those who don't know, is I'll be like, hey, can you do the podcast with me? And then they'll reply yes or no. And if they say yes, I'll be like, do you have Game Pass? Do you have PlayStation Plus? Do you have access to this? Do you have access to that? And if they say yes, then I'll list a load of games that are on those platforms and in those services. And if they say no, I'll list a load of games on the platforms they have. And I listed a few games and Jeff's like, oh, Abzu. I was like, okay.
I literally picked that one because it's just the first one on your list, I believe.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. Because I did see Dead Cells, I was like, oh, very good things about that, but then I thought, oh, it's a Metroidvania, I always get lost in that. So, just go for Abzu.
Yeah, and did you get lost?
I wouldn't say so. There was one time actually where it's like, yeah, the good thing about this game is that you're always sort of led in the right direction, and at that point I went in the wrong direction. It's like, shoot, where am I going? I think I found where I needed to go pretty handily most of the time. There's one bit where you come across a door and you've got to follow the chains to unlock it. There's a bit where I was sort of swimming about and to find what I needed to do, but I wouldn't say I got stuck.
That's fair enough.
Even in sort of Blossom Tales, as sort of when I played through it after a podcast, and the bits where it's just sort of getting lost and thinking, oh gosh, where do I go from here?
You have maps, man. You have maps in these games.
Yeah. I don't need a map in Abzu.
No, you don't need a map in Abzu, thankfully. For you. Before we end, would you like to plug your Twitch channel or Twitter or anything?
I guess if anybody wants to see my playthrough of Abzu, first of all, play it yourself. But that's available on my YouTube channel, which is just Jeff Yard. I presume it's like youtube.co.uk/com/JeffYard.
I'll have a look later.
Yeah, there's a YouTube channel, and you can sort of see my experience of Abzu.
Cool. Fair enough. Don't forget to check out twitch.tv/JeffYard. Yeah, see?
Thank you.
OnlyFans JeffYard. I don't know about that, I'm just saying that. Anyway, I would like to thank everyone
it's
for...
OnlyFans.org.
It's OnlyFans.org. Jeff.
Yog Sansa orgasm.
Right. Makes sense. Makes perfect sense. And with that, we are going to call it good night, because it is...
I'm not having my last word on this podcast be orgasm. Bye, guys.
Jeff, stop making sex noises. Thanks, seriously, Jeff, for taking part, man. It's been a pleasure having you. I will say a goodbye to everyone who's listening. I will say goodbye to you, Jeff. Thanks very much. It's been a pleasure. Take care, dude. Bye-bye, everyone.
Yes. Bye.